Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, he's the Las Vegas Review-Journal's gaming expert. Howard Stutz will be here. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, we'll go at that debate with Dick Gamet, Trey Abney, and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge. For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Howard Stutz. He is the columnist, gaming columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you back, sir. And on this day, the numbers came out. an interesting mix. Give us your initial take on them.
Well, it was coming off of July, which was the second billion-dollar month that we've seen here in the state. And, you know, the first time since what? I think it was since 2008 or 2007, I've written before, that we had multiple billion-dollar months. July's numbers were down. They were down 3% statewide, down on the Strip about 1.2%. Washoe County were up. For some reason, we've seen this now. The big key is with Las Vegas, is baccarat was the big number.
So I got to ask you about this, because in the past, baccarat was a game where whales would come to town and they could change a financial quarter for a company by how much they won or lost. I mean, it could literally be in the tens of millions. Kerry Packer being a great example of that. Are we now seeing baccarat becoming much more of a mass market game?
No, it's the high end players still that are coming in. When the casinos do well with baccarat, it's offsetting the fact that we're not seeing the mass market customers come here. Slot volume has been down. It was down 9% this month, and it's been down for five straight months. That's a sign of the mass market customer, people who play slots. But one analyst really pointed out to us the day was. The people are coming. Visitation's up. I mean, we're going to probably hit 40 million visitors here in Las Vegas this year, which would be a record. First time that'll ever happen. But they're not spending on gambling. They're spending on other things. Gambling is about 40% right now of a person's expenditure when they're coming to Las Vegas. So the key is how to get them back into the gambling again, whether that's, you know, the option anymore.
But I guess, do you need to? Because, I mean, when you look at this, this is now a very mature market. Gaming is not only across the country, but around the world. And so it's kind of like whiskey. You know, you can go anywhere and buy a glass of whiskey. Why do you go to a certain bar? Well, you like the bartender, you like the cocktail waitress, you like the chair, the amenities. And so it seems like with a greater expansion of offerings, and I mean, these offerings are not cheap. I was looking through the guide for theaters the other day, and there's one show in town that has a backstage package that is $250 per person. So husband and wife and two kids, that's $1,000.
And that's where the expenditures are going. It is non-gaming revenues that we're seeing. Caesars announced they're in the process of trying to get the financing. They're going to take the old Barbary Coast, which is now called Bill's Casino. They're going to put a pool deck and a nightclub on the roof and kind of turn that into a kind of a boutique luxury hotel and remodel the whole thing. That's what you're seeing. What they're doing, what these companies are doing here to offer more to visitors to get that non-gaming spending dollars.
Okay, I'm gonna throw one at you as a curveball here. I'm not sure if you know the answer to it. But how much is the average gambler spending per day? Is it $100 a day, a couple hundred bucks a day?
They do this every year. The state does what the average gambler's spending in non-gaming. I think their budget for their whole trip, they don't do it by day. It's like anywhere from $200 to $400 is what you're seeing is the average is what they're bringing in to gamble.
Okay, so now a bottle of booze costs maybe $11-$12. And how many
going to cheap places there.
No, I'm talking about if you go to a liquor store Costco or somewhere like that. Hey, I'm not buying expensive stuff, believe me. But you go to one of these nightclubs or swimming pools and you get a cabana, or a VIP table, how much are you paying for that?
Oh, you're paying a lot, and you're also on top
thousands
of that, Sam.
In some cases.
And Sam, on top of that, remember, if you check into some of these hotels, you're all of a sudden getting hit with a resort fee, which is top of whatever you're paying for the room and the taxes. All of a sudden, you look on your bill, and you see resort fee that they're putting on us now as a way of trying to drive up revenue. So,
and it's interesting, because that's not part of the average daily room rate. And so when you go online to pick a hotel, you see what the room rate is, you don't know that all of a sudden until you get to the resort, there's a resort fee, kind of like the parking fees
San Francisco. And you also remember, right now, Wall Street uses a figure called RevPAR, revenue per available room. And that's what they're using this. It's a non-traditional figure, and that's what they're using on profitability. And you hear these companies talk about it every quarter when they're doing their revenues. RevPAR, what the RevPAR is per room, and that includes everything. That includes gaming, all the non-gaming stuff, the meals, the dining. That's why MGM, this whole M Life program, it's huge, because they're trying to get all these visitors to spend their non-gaming dollars at all these, the 10 properties they have on the Strip. They've really embraced this, because they know you can go. Look what's going on, in Maryland with this big fight to get, casinos. And Ohio just opened their third casino this week. Any market in the world, I always remember somebody had said, in any major city other than Salt Lake or Honolulu, you only have to drive 90 minutes to get to a casino, to get to some, either whether it be a riverboat casino or an Indian casino, a racetrack casino. That gambling's everywhere now, especially casino gambling, and it's growing. It's continued to expand.
But the nice thing is that all these other things are money makers too. They're no longer giving everything away.
Exactly.
Let's take a break. More with Howard Spetz when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the gaming columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So, I'm going to float this idea with you. I floated it with a couple of other people over the last couple of weeks. We saw one of the major Connecticut Native American tribes who run one of the huge casinos there going into Atlantic City, and they are now going to run the oldest property there, Resorts International. And it got me thinking, and I thought about this before, there are properties, not so much in Las Vegas, but for example in Reno, in downtown Reno, where MGM has written off the value of Circus Circus in that town. Caesars is not putting any money into the Harrah's property there. At what point does Thunder Valley or one of the other major properties in California say, you know what, there's a deal up in Reno. Reno's a great town. There's a lot of nice properties there as well as some of these older properties. Why don't we go in there and now we get our regular local guy in Sunday through Thursday, and when they want to go for a weekend, we send them to Reno.
Probably pretty soon. It depends on the financing. Yeah, I mean, could Thunder Valley get the financing to purchase one of these properties, older properties in Reno? Yeah, Mohegan Sun, that's not a surprise. They're going to Atlantic City. A few years ago, an Indian tribe out of Alaska actually owned the casino at Lake Las Vegas, and then that had ran into enough problems down here. And it was a small tribe out of Alaska, and we know what happened out there in Lake Las Vegas. It's not going to be a surprise to see this. I mean, you know, to see some of these tribes, once expansion, they can only do so much with their reservation land that they have in California or Oklahoma or wherever they're at. They may want to take see an opportunity to purchase, you know, one of these properties, as you said, in Reno, almost like what Las Vegas, the Nevada casino industry did as gaming expanded across the U.S. Caesars, then Harrah's, was the first to really do this. They went into Illinois, and everybody's like, why are you going to Chicago? It's the biggest market. Exactly. You put a casino in Joliet, a riverboat casino, and it's a marketing tool for all their casinos, you know, in Las Vegas and everywhere else. That's what, maybe we're going to see this with the Indian tribes, where they're going to start doing that.
Yeah, it's very interesting to me, because as you're seeing more and more of this, they have to look at what's happened with the other major companies and where they've opened up all these different venues across the country, and that was the Harrah's model, now Caesars, to flip people from place to place to place and be a great benefit to them. At Lake Tahoe, there's discussion now, and it's more than discussion. The TRPA has actually approved the Edgewood Golf Course for putting a 200-room property, it would be a 4-star property on that golf course. With Heavenly at one end and Edgewood at the other end of that state line area, you now have these aging properties in the center of town. But with the TRPA now looking, saying, well, you know, these old properties are causing environmental damage to Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. If you take these down and put up a new property, then you will be able to mitigate some of the problems with Lake Tahoe. Do you see any way that Caesars would decide to start reinvesting money back into those Tahoe properties, or do you think at some point they're going to find the next highest bidder?
Well, this is an issue going on with Caesars right now that, you know, they're carrying around this $20 billion, you know, debt corporate-wide. They're adding debt to a lot of the different properties as they're going to basically add debt to the Bills Casino as they go to remodel that. Lake Tahoe, if they see it as a market that they could do something with, maybe they will reinvest. This was a company, when they went private, we figured they were going to start selling off a lot of properties. That's what private equity does. They want the real estate. They sell off.
And they've been trying to sell the Rio forever.
They were trying to sell the Rio forever, but the Rio is a gold mine during the World Series of Poker in the summer. So the question is, where do you move the World Series of Poker if you sell the Rio at some point? Tahoe, today's gaming numbers actually had good numbers for North Lake Tahoe. South Tahoe was a little bit of a challenge still. It's a market that, you know, it's a very distinct customer that's been hurt. Obviously, Tahoe's been hurt by California, by the Indian, by Thunder Valley, as you mentioned before. As a market, Caesars hasn't really talked much about Tahoe. They've got problems in Atlantic City, which is a that's a mess as it is. So, and they have four properties there. So I think they're trying to figure out where to put how many fires they can really put out at one time.
But my point about Lake Tahoe is always, no matter how great the Native American casino might be, it doesn't have Lake Tahoe.
Exactly. And Tahoe is a unique market in Nevada. And the question will be is if they see opportunity, these other, you know, these smaller properties start doing well, then maybe they're going to reinvest into Tahoe and try to jump into that mix. We'll just see, you know, it's something that's going to take time to see what happens.
Okay, I was driving along Las Vegas Boulevard the other day, and I noticed that the street sign has changed from Sahara to SLS. How soon is this coming down the pike?
It looks real. They have part of the financing. They have to raise the rest of it. The Nazarian's moved here. He bought a house here in Las Vegas. Sam Nazarian, who the head of SBE Entertainment, big Hollywood guy. It looks like it. If they get the financing, they're going to go ahead and redo the old Sahara, more of a boutique, as boutique as an 1800 room
right.
hotel can be. But they're going to, they can try to dress it up with the nightlife, try to turn into go after the Hard Rock, the Palms crowd. It's as real as quick as he can get the money, and that's the biggest challenge for him right now.
Last question here. If you were in the mind of Phil Ruffin upon hearing the news that the New Frontier is going to be probably taken back over by the bank, which is now an empty lot, and he sold it for $1.2 billion, what do you think he's thinking in terms of that property now?
Phil is not the guy who looks, not the kind of guy who looks back and, with fondness, or nostalgia on something. It was a business deal to him, and he made a lot of money on that. He was able to write a check to MGM to buy the Treasure Island. If he had waited maybe a week, he might have been able to get the Mirage too at that. Phil doesn't look back at that. I think we're going to see Phil. I'll give you a little hint here. I think we're going to see Phil somehow get into internet gaming. If this were to come about, and we haven't even talked about internet poker, but if that comes about, I think Phil's looking at that. He's that's something he might try to market Treasure Island in. He's not looking back at that. I think the people looking back at that are, the people that actually spent the money to buy the Frontier at the height of the market.
Unbelievable. And always, pleasure to have you back on the program. Come
Anytime.
Back soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Play at Bodine's and Carson Valley Inn Casinos during the $150,000 Break the Bank giveaways. Over 700 winners are guaranteed to take home cash and free play October 1st through November 21st. Bodine's and Carson Valley Inn Casinos, your places to play and win.
You made on your investments personally about $20 million last year, and you paid 14% in federal taxes. That's the capital gains rate. Is that fair to the guy who makes $50,000 and paid a higher rate than you did? So you think it is fair?
Yeah, I think it's the right way to encourage economic growth.
Lower tax rates for him than us. Is that the way to grow America?
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
We teach our kids to not just go along with the crowd. A lesson Dean Heller never learned. A reliable Republican, Heller supported eliminating the Department of Education and joined Tea Party Republicans to slash school funding, leaving us with overcrowded classrooms. He even cut student aid for college while giving tax breaks to millionaires. Heller voted with Republicans over 90% of the time. He follows the crowd even when it costs our kids. That's a failing grade. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new. Wiggle around with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe Dems, and Trey Abney, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. We're taping this the morning of Wednesday, the 17th of October, which is, of course, the morning after the big debate, debate number two. Your thoughts, Mr. Gamick?
I think that the president finally woke up and put on a better debate. I think this one probably came out to be a wash. I think there was a whole lot of rehearsing and a whole lot of preparation for this debate. I think we need to go back to the first one when it wasn't all the preparation, when it wasn't everything else, and just remember the results of that one.
Well, of course you'd rather remember results of that one. I think what says it all is that Fox News called it a draw, so that obviously means that Obama won the debate, and I think that's what the polls showed. And I think that Obama gave what his supporters wanted to hear. But, you know, the media thrives on conflict, and I'm not sure that's the best way to convey information to people.
Trey?
Oh, that was great. I mean, I agree with both of these gentlemen. I think it was a tie. I think the president was much better in this one than he was in the last one. And the moderator actually let them go back and forth with each other a little bit, which I think the American people like to see. The polls that I saw showed a lot of independent voters thinking that Obama won the debate, but then I also saw something this morning where on the economy that they gave Romney more of a lead in that. So,
Mr. District Attorney, and we've seen it at this table, actually with you involved several years ago, the atmosphere of a bar fight. And when the two candidates were in each other's space, did you not get that sense?
I think that that's probably a good analogy because we're seeing not only with the two presidential candidates, we're seeing that more and more in other races too, where it's not so much good evening, how are you, everything sweet type debates. They're getting at each other now and great, showing they're human.
I think it reflects the divide in the American electorate is that there are some fearsome divides in the American electorate.
And it also reflects, and I continue to say this, the reality TV series, you know, that's what the presidential debates are. The public and the press demanded a cage fight, and that's what we got last night.
Well, it's interesting because you saw a lot of comment after the vice presidential debate, you know, was Vice President Biden too aggressive? And then the people I was sitting around last night, they thought that maybe Mitt Romney was being a little too Biden-esque at that point. They thought maybe he was being a little too aggressive and over the top. So,
you know, in the first debate, Obama barely attacked Romney at all and talked information, and it came across as kind of flat, but he was giving information. The public and the press did not like that. And so he came back in this second debate, and I think every time he spoke, there was an attack on Romney's policies involved just about every time. And I loved it, and the press loved it, and that's where we're at.
You know, it's interesting because, to be honest with you, you know, a lot of times on this program we have debates over the years, and I try to keep them to the issues and get away from the emotions and really get information out. But the reality is that, you know, we're electing the President of the United States. This is the person who has to go up against every evil dictator in the planet. We want somebody who's going to go in there and be able to mix it up and not back down. Would you not say?
We're back on Chavez again. Thank you. You need a president, and I think we started off months ago on this theme a little bit, is you need a president that knows when to stand up, when to bark, and when to flex, and when to tell other countries that this is what we're doing. But it's timing, and he can't do it all the time. You can't have just a rabid dog president in there, but they need to know when to stand up, and the public, the American public, needs to know that we have somebody in the White House that knows when to do that and how to do it, and do it effectively.
You know, it's also interesting, I was thinking about this on the drive in this morning, you know, in Britain, the Prime Minister has to go before the Parliament right. and have question time. There is nothing more vicious than question time in that.
Back and forth, absolutely.
You know, that's maybe where reality TV started, is in the Parliament in Britain, because it is so vicious back and forth. But, you know, I don't think that works with a president. It works with a prime minister, but I don't think it would work with a president because of our three different levels of government.
But why?
Well, the Prime Minister is comes out of the Parliament, and he's put in that position because his party has the most members of Parliament. Yeah. In this country, we have the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branch, and I don't think the executive branch is going to go before Congress and have them bark at him like that.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it would be interesting because what it does make for is the fact that you know that the Prime Minister is well-informed.
Well, that's true. And it's not just talking points. He has to answer all the time.
And it's not just a press conference where you can just go, Mr. Smith, I'll take your question.
I mean, it'd be more interesting, but Chris is right. The Prime Minister is kind of executive and legislative all at once.
All right. So, yeah. So we've got about 45 seconds left. So let's talk about, were any minds changed last night?
I'm sure some were somewhere, but I don't think it had a big impact one way or the other.
Chris?
It's hard to say. I think that you had the first debate where it was believed Romney won, and the second debate where I think Obama won. We're going to have a third debate, and the undecided, to me, the undecided that exists right now are the low information voters. I can't see how somebody could be undecided and be changed by a debate. I think there will be some changes, but it's going to be hard to measure.
The first debate mattered, and there's proven poll numbers that it mattered. Last night's debate, mm-hmm. I don't think, changed anybody. Probably solidified both sides even more.
American
watch
Idol.
Watch the price of gas.
American Idol, next Monday. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nuts. Good to eat, not good for politicians. Greg Brower wants to represent Nevada families, but he supports tax breaks for companies that send the jobs we need overseas. That's nuts. And he thinks we should make it harder for women to access birth control and let insurance companies drop coverage for women's cancer screenings. Nuts. And Brower says ending Medicare as we know it is long overdue, which would leave seniors paying thousands more each year. Plain nuts. Greg Brower, not what Nevada needs.
The Carson Mall is a delicious place to eat. Meet your family and friends at the Carson Mall and enjoy food and drink served fresh and tasty from one of the many restaurants. Food and fun, it's all at the Carson Mall.
Prices are falling sales event only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Cars that were $15,000, now $10,000. SUVs that were $20,000, now $15,000. Trucks that were $25,000, now $20,000. Internet even has vehicles starting at $999. Prices are falling on our entire inventory. Zero money down and interest rates at an all-time low 1.10%. And get a guaranteed $4,000 push, pull, or drag. Prices are falling only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
We've gone from pulling into our parking lot, which was so depressing, there would be two or three cars in this parking lot, to our parking lot being full.
We have a whole second shift that we bought in, new employees, and we have a future at our plant now.
When you look at the president's plan, I don't think there can be any question that we're on the right course for today's economy.
President Obama does get what people need, and that's jobs and the opportunity to help themselves.
Stick with this guy. He will move us forward.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Teach your kids the importance of being active and getting active by taking care of the environment. After all, a cleaner planet means more space for everyone to get out and play.
First time ever, it's the Triple Choice Super Weekend event at Ashley Furniture Home Store. At Ashley's, you always save big. But this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you'll save even more. Get three incredible offers for 3 days only. Save double the amount equal to your sales tax. Or how about paying no interest for 5 years? Or buy a Beautyrest mattress set, get the bed of your dreams for half off. But it's only for 3 days only during the Triple Choice Super Weekend event. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we continue with the city council races, debates.